Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey, reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today, we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 765. On one occasion, I saw the convent of the new congregation. As I walked about, inspecting everything, I suddenly saw a crowd of children who seemed to be no older than 5 to 11 years of age. When they saw me, they surrounded me and began to cry out, "Defend us from evil!" And they led me into the chapel, which was in this convent. When I entered the chapel, I saw the distressful Lord Jesus. Jesus looked at me graciously and said that he was gravely offended by children. "You are to defend them from evil." From that moment, I have been praying for children, but I feel that prayer alone is not enough. O my Jesus, you know what efforts are needed to live sincerely and unaffectedly with those from whom our nature flees, or with those who, deliberately or not, have made us suffer. Humanly speaking, this is impossible. At such times, more than at others, I try to discover the Lord Jesus in such a person, and for this same Jesus I do everything for such people. In such acts, love is pure, and such practice of love gives the soul endurance and strength. I do not expect anything from creatures, and therefore I am not disappointed. I know that a creature is poor of itself, so what can one expect from it? God is everything for me. I want to evaluate everything according to God's ways. My communion with the Lord is now purely spiritual. My soul is touched by God and wholly absorbs itself in Him, even to the complete forgetfulness of self. Permeated by God to its very depths, it drowns in His beauty. It completely dissolves in Him. I am at a loss to describe this, because in writing I am making use of the senses, but there, in that union, the senses are not active. There is a merging of God and the soul, and the life of God to which the soul is admitted is so great that the human tongue cannot express it. When the soul returns to its habitual form of life, it then sees that this life is all darkness and mist and dreamlike confusion, an infant's swaddling clothes. In such moments the soul only receives from God, for of itself it does nothing. It does not make even the slightest effort. All in her is wrought by God. But when the soul returns to its ordinary state, it sees that it is not within its power to continue in this union. These moments are short, but their effects are lasting. The soul cannot remain long in this state, or else it would be forcibly freed of the bonds of the body forever. Even as it is sustained by a miracle of God. God allows the soul to know in a clear way how much He loves it, as though it were the only object of His delight. The soul recognizes this clearly and without a veil, so to speak. It reaches out for God with all its might, but it feels like a baby. It knows that this is not within its power. Therefore, God descends to the soul and unites it to Himself in a way that, here, I must be silent, for I cannot describe what the soul experiences. It is a strange thing that, although the soul, which experiences this union with God, cannot find words and expressions to describe it, nevertheless, when it meets a similar soul, the two understand each other extraordinarily well in regard to these matters, even though they speak but little with each other. A soul united with God in this way easily recognizes a similar soul, even if the latter has not revealed its interior life to it. but merely speaks in an ordinary way. It is a kind of spiritual kinship. Souls united with God in this way are few, fewer than we think. Here, St. Faustina writes of having a vision of one of the future convents of the new congregation, which will be founded after her death by Blessed Michael Sopochko. The footnotes mention that she is probably seeing the first house of the new congregation in Myślibórz, a town in northwest Poland. There is also a shrine of the Divine Mercy there. The sisters in that convent teach catechism to little children. We know that the evil one particularly targets little children because of their innocence. He wants to destroy the family. That is why their proper Christian formation is so important. Confusion is a tool that the evil one uses a great deal these days. Saint Faustina writes here about her interior life. The three traditional stages of the spiritual life are the purgative, the illuminative, and the unitive, meaning a path of purification, enlightenment, and union. She is clearly in the third stage. She writes of short moments of experiencing union with God, like the souls in heaven do. She is given these experiences because of her mission and to help us to understand what God has in store for each of us. She writes of other souls who have a similar experience of union with God, and they are able to recognize one another here on earth.